After Dias's initial appearance in court Friday, his grandfather, Bill Dias, declined to comment except to say,
"He's not that type of person."
District Attorney Michael Niska said this type of case is hampered somewhat by the age of the victim, but he said there is other evidence.
Their ability to recall, their ability to be comfortable in testifying. There's things that have been done to make that an easier course. But this case, in terms of it, wouldn't lie strictly on the child's statement. There's other evidence as evidence in the criminal complaint.
Dias is scheduled to return to court February 21st for a preliminary hearing. In Racine, Janet Hoff for the Wisconsin Radio Network.